This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If that lion horns on the right vein, not that Maggie.
The Fan, I got you for a little over 3 hours as we take you till 2 a.m. right here on this Tuesday evening. As I'm getting used to the different hours here filling in for Keith, I'm usually on at 2. Now I'm going to 2. We got Rami on the other side taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019 following the Nets broadcast 104-96. Celtics take down the Nets. We'll have a little conversation around basketball as we'll talk a little Knicks off of their big win against Miami. And I'm watching North Carolina right now. Woo-hoo! All you haters. Oh, it's just the biggest travesty I've seen in the history of college basketball. That North Carolina, you know how many quadrant one wins they have? Yeah, well, here they are, 47-23. I know it's against a nobody, and we'll see what happens when they actually get into the field. But I do want to talk a little baseball. We'll get to all the basketball. We'll get to some football as well, as new mock drafts come out every day. But I was listening to Evan today, right? And so I'm one of the crazy people. I was up early. Now, to be fair, I have to get up and take care of the kids. It's part of my responsibility as dad. So I'm typically up those hours anyway. But I was watching baseball this morning. I was watching Shohei Ohtani hit a double down the line. I was watching real baseball today. And as we get ready for this baseball season that is going to be a short week away. What's today, Tuesday? 9 days away from real baseball. I hear Evan dip into the negativity. I hear BT dip into the negativity. Right? Even Evan, everything is going so great with the New York Mets. And it's funny right now because I don't know if it's funny or not. Let's just say it is. Right now, everything is so good with the Mets that to just talk the Mets, other than, and I did it yesterday, how great this rotation and the depth that we talked about, what spring training has looked like for this Mets pitching staff is unbelievable, right? The lineup, okay, you're dealing with a couple injuries in the rotation. Everyone stepped up from Blackburn to Canning to everybody. Has been unbelievable all spring. Then you get into the lineup and sure, McNeil's down, but hey, it gives you an opportunity to see Beatty, maybe Acuna. It's only a month. All these injuries, they're not really long-term injuries. You're hoping to get everybody back, plus the excitement of Juan Soto. So to even talk Mets, we come up with, well, when are we going to boo Juan Soto? I don't want to do negativity. I want to do positivity. And everything has gone so well for the New York Mets, and yet for the New York Yankees, the fan base seems to be in dire straits. Coming off a World Series where they were embarrassed, or at least in their opinions, embarrassed. I have a different opinion, but we'll get into that later. That fifth inning sure was embarrassing. No way to escape that fact. The fifth inning of the World Series, the disaster that it was, the game one, losing the first three, Judge not hitting. The fifth inning, the debacle that was at Yankee Stadium, followed by the Los Angeles Dodgers laughing at the New York Yankees the entire offseason, whether it's on interviews from, you know, nobody, bullpen guys, whether it's the entire team sitting around doing a podcast, sipping tequila, just laughing at the New York Yankees. Oh, this team is better, that team is better, this team is better. How do you beat the Yankees? Well, you play baseball. Follow that up with losing Juan Soto. Follow that up with Stanton, who we all know is going to get injured at some point, showing up with no elbows. Follow that up with Gerrit Cole, the ace of the staff, needing Tommy John surgery, and hopefully we will see him sometime next year. Follow that up with the idea that this offense loses Juan Soto. What is it going to be? I'll tell you what it's going to be. Better than you think. And as we sit here and we are 9 days away from the start of the season, they should be real optimism, obviously, for the New York Mets, who do play in a tough division, who obviously have to deal with the Atlanta Braves, have to deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, the division champs of last year, have to deal with the San Diego Padres, and have to deal with the obvious Los Angeles Dodgers, who without Freddie Freeman, who without Mookie Betts, got off to a winning start to their season out in Japan, and I expect them to do a hell of a lot of it, as do we all, over the course of the year and into the postseason, and try to be the first team since the 2000 New York Yankees to win back-to-back World Series championships. And even though they have to deal with all that, the optimism around the Mets is obvious. The optimism is they have the richest owner in baseball. They have a guy who's willing to do whatever it takes to win. They've got the smartest executive in all of sports in what Stearns has done with this rotation. And even I am baffled and just in awe. It's only spring training, but what we have seen from this piecemeal rotation, what we saw last year and what we've seen in spring is incredible. Plus Juan Soto, the Juan Soto effect, the Juan Soto effect. Yankee fans are well aware of the Juan Soto effect. And so as we head into the season, so much optimism around one and so much pessimism around the other. And I'm here to tell you, this Yankee team that nobody believes in, this Yankee team that's rotation was supposed to be its strength, and now you're out Luis Gil for at least half the season. I'd sign for July right now. You're out, obviously, Gerrit Cole. You're looking at, you know, Cookie Carrasco being your fifth starter at this moment right now. You still don't know when Clark Schmidt and his, you know, shoulder fatigue is going to be able to join the rotation, as he's looking to throw another bullpen and has thrown all of like two innings all of spring training. I will still tell you, as I look around the rest of the American League and as I look at the New York Yankees, this is still to me the team to beat in the American League. They're the defending American League champions, and nothing has changed my mind, as I just saw another highlight of Altuve blowing an easy ball in left field. But I thought the Yankees were the only team that played players out of position. The Astros are down. The Red Sox had a good offseason. But I look around this American League, and I still look at this rotation led by who we saw today on the mound in the spring training start, Max Fried, whose changeup looked good, whose fastball looked good, whose curveball looks good, and he has been good all spring, who has the lowest ERA since 2020. And people want to tell me, oh, he's not an ace. Oh, look at last year's 3.5 ERA. Oh, look at, there are better starters on the Atlanta Braves. This guy has had the best ERA in all of baseball since 2020. I hear, he's injured. We went through it yesterday. He makes 30 starts, four of the last 5 years. He can keep this rotation afloat as you still see guys, and I know they haven't been able to do what the Mets have done with this rotation. I know they haven't had, they don't have that pitching lab that they have out in Queens or Point St. Lucie at the moment. But this Yankee rotation, to me, even with the injuries, you're looking to have impact from Will Warren at some point, who right now is the talk of spring. He might not start the year because they don't have the depth to allow Cookie Carrasco to leave, but you're hoping he can make a Luis Gil-type impact the way they did last year. You've got Max Fried at the top of the rotation. Carlos Rodon, who still I worry about in big games, but over the course of the regular season, is damn good enough. And overall, as a pitching staff, the back end of the bullpen, you want to talk about this year compared to last year, which everyone wants to weigh, right? Last year, the only team that made the World Series since 2009. It had Juan Soto. They've gotten worse. It's an embarrassment. Look at this team overall and tell me, heading into the start of the season, when they didn't have Gerrit Cole to start the year last year, tell me how this pitching staff as a whole, with one of the best closers in baseball, who has a career 1.83 ERA in Devin Williams, as opposed to Clay Holmes, who I've defended and I think is better than people think and is about to show what he can do as a starter for the New York Mets, who blew the most saves in baseball last year. Now they went out and acquired one of the best relievers. They found out what Weaver can do in the back end of the bullpen. He'll be there. This overall pitching staff, still, as I look around the American League, who's better? Who's better? And this lineup, and I know it's a much maligned lineup, and it's not going to be nearly as good. And without Juan Soto, they're lost. And I'll be the first to tell you, I don't expect them to be as good. Because when you have Ruth and Gehrig, when you have Mantle and Marin.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you have Soto and Judge, that is a force in the middle of the lineup that's damn near impossible to recreate. But I will tell you this. Yankee fans, we remember we watched the team last year. Right, we talked about this. As much as I'll tell you, I don't like the offense as much because that is a devastating beginning, middle of the lineup to navigate. We talked what last year was. Look at how many. Look at the depth of the team last year. This is why many Yankee fans were excited in some way. I think they were fooling themselves a little bit, but excited in some way to pivot off of Juan Soto and add multiple players, because it was J.D. Davis hitting cleanup. It was a lineup that was weak by the end of it. It was a lineup that you felt was inept. It did have, you know, still guys like, you know, J.D. Davis, or obviously DJ LeMahieu, or just an unproven, like, Gleyber Torres was awful for 7/10 of the year up until August. And this year, you had Ben Rice last year, who was an unproven, you know, minor leaguer who did have his moments. This year, you want to talk about some of the reasons to be positive about this team? Look at this lineup. Look at what they've done spring. If we're going to praise the Mets in this rotation, look at how effective this offense has been without getting anything from Judge, who's having a terrible spring, which is, you know, neither here nor there. I don't care. Look at Bellinger, is one of the best hitters in all of spring. Wells has been excellent as the leadoff hitter. Jazz is going to be here all year. Goldschmidt, I know he's got a little bit of a cranky back, but went on an absolute tear the last week before getting injured and is smacking balls all over the place to right field. Ben Rice, who is going to be the DH of this team, you're hoping has a big-time start to his career a la Vientos last year. I'm not saying he's going to be that good, but this is a guy who's put on about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle. He is hitting the ball as hard as anyone throughout the league in spring training. He's hitting opposite field home runs. This is a guy who's conquered AAA and is ready to come up here and take a big bite out of this Yankee lineup. You got Jason Dominguez, switch hitter, who's been hitting the crap out of the ball as well from the left side. At least he hasn't had a lot of opportunities from the right side, and that's a question mark. I know his defense is a question mark. We haven't seen any disastrous plays over the last few weeks, crossing my fingers. But you look at the depth of this lineup and what they're able to do, it actually has a chance to be far better than people want to acknowledge. There's some pop at the top, and they have, if they choose to go Wells at the leadoff, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, if you have Wells at leadoff, right, and now you have a full season of Jazz, you have Volpe, you have Dominguez, who ran to first the other day. I know Jack Curry put out the tweet. He ran to first almost as fast as any major leaguer going right now. He is as fast a runner as anybody in baseball. And you have the athleticism. Think of the athleticism this team has compared to last year. Think of the youth. People keep saying the Yankees are old. They're not. It's Goldschmidt at 37. Besides that, it's Judge and a bunch of 20-year-olds. They're going to be far more athletic. They're going to be far better defensively. They're going to be better on the bases, far better than they were last year. All the issues we had with that offense that was covered up by Soto and Judge mashing in the middle of the lineup, they're going to be better across the board at it. And the bottom of the lineup is going to have a ton of speed. For the first time, all you small ballers, you watch this lineup. If they are going to put Wells at the top, which he hasn't hit anywhere else but leadoff for 3 weeks, if you put him at the top and you have a 5-6-7, a 7-8-9, 6-7-8 of Jazz, of Volpe, of Dominguez, you are talking about legit athleticism and speed at the back end of this lineup. I talked about it yesterday. I love the idea of what you can do back there. I love the different dynamics of this offense. Now, it all depends on whether or not they hit. Of course, if they don't have the seasons, I hope, if Bellinger is just a flame out after a hot spring and reverts back to the terrible player who was cut by the Los Angeles Dodgers, yeah, none of this works. If Volpe doesn't make that next big step, third year of his career, if Jazz doesn't have the same type of season all year that he had when he first came up with the New York Yankees at the trade deadline last year, yeah, I mean, it could be really bad because you don't have Soto to raise the rest of the lineup along with Judge. You just have Judge. But if they get what they're showing you so far in spring, if Wells provides what he did in the second half of the year, if Jazz provides what he did the second half of the year, if Bellinger gives you a mix of what he gave you 2 years ago and last year, if Goldschmidt gives you a little bit better than last year, more like 2 years ago, you are talking about a lineup that legitimately has the best hitter in the world hitting second, a top 10 offensive catcher in the sport hitting leadoff, a former MVP athletic center fielder in Bellinger, along with speed and athleticism throughout the lineup that is far deeper than it was last year. There's a lot of different things. You could have a top-heavy offense where you're hoping to get home runs, and then an interesting, athletic, small ball type offense where you can do different things. You might see more hitting and running from the New York Yankees than you've seen before. You should see more stolen bases. They have guys who Volpe's hit 20 home runs before in his career. Jazz, obviously. Dominguez has the power. You're talking about three or four guys. I saw this tweet out today. No team has ever had more than three 20-20 guys. No team has ever had more than three 20 home run, 20 stolen base guys. As much as this lineup is not the same without Soto, and I'm not saying it is, I'm saying it's different. And you could have four guys in this lineup who can give you 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. The idea it's an old, slow, unathletic team, you're going based on Stanton, who's not there, and Goldschmidt, who's 37. Other than that, we are talking about a super young, athletic team that's going to be far better defensively and do all of the small things far better than they did that last year. They just don't have that devastating middle of the lineup. You can argue today, as we head into this season, the New York Yankees are better than they were at this point last year pitching, and they're deeper, more athletic, and better defensively, 1 through 9 in the lineup. And yet all I hear is this doom and gloom, and then it's going to be a battle. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Every baseball season's a battle. It's not going to be a cakewalk for anyone. But I look around the American League. I see a down Houston Astros team. I see a Baltimore team that, I'm sorry, their pitching staff, I'll still take the Yankee starters over almost everyone in all of the American League. Right? The top in Kansas City is pretty good. You can make a case for the Red Sox. Seattle, clearly. But even with the injuries, that's it. And the back end of the bullpen is better than everybody. And I'm not predicting World Series, and I'm not saying this is going to be a joke, and I'm not saying they're going to win the division by 10 games. What I'm saying is, on this day, as we sit here, we got to watch our first Major League Baseball games of the year out in Japan earlier in the morning, and I'm thinking about this baseball team, and I'm thinking about the Mets, and I turn on the radio, and it's like, well, you know, when are we going to boo Soto? Obviously, the Yankees aren't nearly as good as they're supposed to be. I'm dealing with everyone on Twitter telling me the Yankees stink. This Yankee team right now has expectations to get back to the World Series, and they're warranted. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the fan. We got plenty to do. I got North Carolina with the lead. I'm looking. I would love nothing more than to watch the Tar Heels go on a run in this tournament and shut everybody up. Talking about quadrant wins. I want to watch North Carolina play. And never mind. It's a little bit off topic. We'll get to the Knicks. As I just gave you what the Yankees' optimism is. What is it seems to be a discussion all over social media and in different places, what would be a successful season for the New York Knicks? You know what bothers me about that conversation? We're already talking about the demise. That's what bothers me about that conversation. But we can have it at 888-808-1019. Another mock draft comes out where they have Mel Kiper has Shedeur Sanders being drafted third by the New York Giants. And I have a question. Are the New York Giants giving us a little bit of a hint about what they plan to do at quarterback while they wait for Aaron Rodgers? 888-808-1019, plenty to do. Plus, the Rangers with one of the worst efforts they've given all year. It's almost as if they don't realize that they're fighting for their lives. 888-808-1019, plenty to do. McMonagle here with you until 2 a.m. We'll start with a little bit of baseball, Yankees and Mets. We'll get into basketball. We'll get into hockey. We'll get into the tournament. We'll get into St. John's. We've got plenty to do, plenty of time to do it, as I got you all the way to 2 a.m. McMonagle here with you on the fan, filling in for Keith. We get it rolling right after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.